Oh, the dreaded, often thinking helpful what if loop. What if I made the wrong decision? What if something bad happens? What if I miss what God was telling me? What if this situation gets worse? And your mind is just all of a sudden, it comes up with all these ideas. You're trying to predict, prevent, prepare for every possible outcome. I think of Inside Out too, when anxiety comes into the picture. If you have not seen Anxiety Out, if you have not seen Inside Out 2 or Inside Out 1 and 2, that is your homework for today, because it really gives you this great example of what anxiety does. Because there's this one scene, and I don't want to spoil it, but really kind of lays out where she's coming up, where anxiety is coming up with all these different scenarios of what could go wrong with one of the main character. And it's true. It's predicting. It's trying to prevent. And it's just really exhausting because you're thinking, well, I am being very smart about this. I am producing every what if scenario. And it's not just mental. You start to really feel it emotionally, spiritually, because even if you're trying to trust God, your mind keeps asking one more question. What if? And I get it, because I didn't realize how much I was asking what if questions until 8 months ago. I think so much of our life, we kind of have on autopilot. We wake up, we do the thing, we go to work. We just have rhythms of the day that often settle us into kind of an autopilot mode. This is what we think about. This is just how life is. This is a life that's been given to me. Like, we just kind of fall into these modes. These, again, it's just like this autopilot. And I didn't realize how much I was in kind of that autopilot mode. I thought I was mentally challenging the way that I was thinking, and I was. I'm not going to deny that or take away that from myself. But the biggest piece was it was the mental and the physical for me. I never involved the body. And there's other things in there, under eating, over exercising, all of that also played a huge role into my ability to manage emotions, to start to calm my mind and practice walking in peace. Not that I always felt peace, but walking in it. And something that's important about that what if thinking is it usually starts with the desire for peace, because you're trying to understand the situation. Maybe you're just trying to make a right decision. And again, you're probably trying to prevent something painful. But somewhere along the way, that curiosity turns into mental rehearsal, or can turn into rumination. And the brain's kind of starts acting like, well, if we just think about this long enough, it can solve the uncertainty that you feel. Because if you come up with every possible scenario, then you're like, okay, I feel certain if this happens, then I'm ready for it. But uncertainty doesn't respond to thinking, it responds to trust. It does kind of always come back to that, doesn't it? It's just, it's one of those things. It's about our relationship. If we think about faith, it's something that lives in the uncertainty, because you're not trusting on yourself. You're not trusting on an outcome. You are trusting God in the middle, in the 1%, 5%, whatever you don't know is where our faith is. Because it's not being certain in ourselves. That's not faith. It's not being certain in the outcome that you already see happening, because that's not faith. Faith lives in the uncertainty. And I see this in a pattern of the women I work with. They deeply want to trust God, but their thoughts keep pulling them into these what-if scenarios. Inside my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, we talk about this a lot, because until you recognize when your mind has entered the loop, it is incredibly hard to step out of it. And awareness can change everything. Learn about my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, by heading to the show notes or going to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. One of the things that helped me see this differently was realizing something simple. There's a difference between problem solving and problem circling. Problem solving asks, what action can I take right now? Problem circling asks, that's such a funky word to say, is it not? Asks You're probably like, Jess, there's no X. Okay, I'm sorry if it sounds like that. But problem circling says, what could go wrong? So the difference again, problem solving, what action can I take right now? Problem circling, what could go wrong next? Can you see the difference? What if thinking is not problem solving? It's almost dreading, like you're almost preparing worst case scenario. What could go wrong next? I'm going to plan for it. That is safety. That is control. That is prevention. And the other, the what could go wrong next, just keeps the mind spinning. Sometimes it's easier to recognize the pattern than explain it. You might be in a what if loop if your mind keeps replaying the same scenario. New what if questions keep appearing. You feel like you need certainty before you can rest. You're mentally rehearsing future conversations or outcomes. The thinking isn't producing peace. That's often the moment when you realize that you aren't solving a problem anymore. You're just circling it over and over again. I want to give you now one just small shift to try. The next time you notice a what if, kind of start looping, I want you to change it to an even if. I do this practice with my clients all the time, and it's very changing, life-changing for them. I practice it with them. Like I have them take their what if scenario and turn it into an even if because they have to hear it for themselves. So when you start a what if, turn it to an even if. What if my friend doesn't text me back? Even if she doesn't text me back, it might hurt, but God is still with me. Even if she doesn't text me back, I'm still going to be okay. That's way more general, but you can get way more specific. It's not about stopping the thought. With something like a what if, sometimes it's a redirect. Now, again, this is not black and white. This isn't the only thing to do or where what ifs come from, but changing your what ifs to even ifs help your body go more into a state of relaxation or peace than the what if. Remember, noticing the loop is the first step of getting out of the loop. Trust doesn't require your mind to never ask questions. So the goal is to never be like, okay, I'm never going to have a what if scenario again. I'm never going to be anxious again. That's never the goal. It's just how quick am I to get back to a reality versus spiraling or taking something out of context and continuing those what if scenarios. God isn't asking you to predict the future. He's just asking you to walk with him in the present. And if you're realizing that your mind has been kind of living in these loops and that you can't do this alone anymore, two options. First, if you are somebody that just kind of wants to go at your own pace, the season of life that you're in, I highly recommend going through purchasing my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. We work through how to recognize these patterns and respond differently. The second is really if you're ready to go a little bit deeper into the beliefs and emotional layers, then I highly recommend signing up for a free consultation with me for one-on-one coaching. If you want to explore those two, you can find them both in the show notes of the episode right now that you're listening to. Just go back to the episode, click on it, and it should expand the show notes below where all the links will be. You don't have to answer every what if your mind produces. Because again, sometimes peace begins when you stop trying to solve every possible future. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.